We are about 1 hour away from Murder Monday. Then right after that, we're going to hook you up with Lady Gaga tickets. Actually, we're going to fly you away to see her in Vegas. That's pretty cool. Little Monday motivation for you here on the Joe and Alex Show. I'll kick it off. A woman in New Jersey has been on dialysis for a while, and she doesn't go in. If she doesn't go in for a regular treatment, she could die. That's how serious this is. Well, one of her neighbors has been shoveling her driveway all winter long to make sure she can get to her car. But, well, here's the thing. He's a paramedic, and he had to work. A big snowstorm came. So what's she going to do? She misses this, you know, dialysis. She could die. Well, how about this? There's an awesome little brother of this paramedic's. His name is Patrick, and he's a high school kid. He and a bunch of his friends knew that she needed help and the snowstorm was coming. So three other buddies stayed the night at Patrick's house. They got up the next morning at 4 before school and shoveled her driveway. Four of them took about a half an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
She got to her dialysis. It's something so simple, but you never think about that often, the old people that need help, you know, that are fragile. So way to go, Patrick. What a dude right there.
I love that. So my story is out of Kentucky. A waitress that works in an Olive Garden there said that she thought something was wrong as soon as she approached a table to serve two adults and two children. She was waiting tables this day. And one of the kids was a little girl, and she was about a year old. And the waitress said, "I first walked around to the baby. She looked at me with a face that said, 'Help.' I can't even describe to you how bad she looked and how and why nobody noticed it." She said that the baby, they had sat the baby in this high chair and then just threw a blanket over her head. And whenever the baby had the blanket taken off, her face was covered in black and blue bruises. The waitress said that the baby's dad was force feeding her breadsticks into her mouth and yelling at her. And so the waitress just felt like she really needed to do something. So she pretended to take a photo of a group she was waiting on at another table, but instead actually got the pictures of the faces of the adults and these kids. And when these people tried to leave away quickly, I guess they kind of felt like she was onto them. The waitress followed them out, wrote their license plate number down, and she called 911. Well, the authorities show up to these people's house. Sure enough, it is a severe case of child abuse and neglect. All of these kids in their care were being abused. The house was an absolute disaster. They were immediately taken from the home and rescued. And there was, you know, a lot of things wrong with that baby because it had been severely beaten and stuff. And so the adults were arrested and charged with child abuse and neglect. And if it wasn't for this waitress having a feeling and following her own intuition that something was wrong, these kids, I mean, for all we know, could be dead by now.
Wow.
That's
insane. That's
cool,
a tough one.
Story, but like, I don't know how motivating that one.
It's motivating that if you see something, say
that was
something.
A hard story.
I think Alex mixed up Motivation Monday with Murder Monday. It's cool, though.
Yeah.
All right. What? No, thank you. Thank you.
Well,
you're right. There's a bright light at the end of the tunnel there.
She saved their lives.
Right. I thought you were going to say she was choking on a breadstick. I'm like, she did the Heimlich? Awesome.
Yeah. I am very glad we're ending with my
story. Top that, Liv.
Mine's a little lighter.
Top that.
So Donovan Mitchell, who plays for the Jazz, was warming up the other day and he saw a 102-year-old mega fan sitting courtside. It's this little old lady who's 102 years old. She even has a Jazz jersey that has the number 102 on it that she got for her birthday. And so he saw this and she's a huge, huge fan of them. And so he gave her a pair of his like sneakers that he plays on the court, signed them and everything, and gave them to her, like awarded them to her because she's a mega fan. And she had like the biggest smile on her face. It was so, so cute. So I don't know. It's just cool to see like NBA stars do something like cool and sweet like that.
That is. And that old lady right there, her whole life, that might have been the highlight of it. So Liv,
yeah.
Good story. Alex is the best. But no, just kidding.
I have something else that's kind of motivating.
Yes.
Donovan Mitchell happens to follow me on Instagram, which is kind of cool.
Ooh.
Does Jewel Daddy, your boyfriend, know about this?
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Oh, man.
I think he's jealous.
I would just give up because if an athlete slides into my wife's DM, I know I'm in big trouble. That's your Monday motivation on the Joe and Alex Show.